More than 40 West Virginians traveled to Stanton, Virginia earlier this week to hold a protest at a juvenile detention center. The center housed migrant children who filed child abuse reports against the facility. The protest was organized by the West Virginia Interfaith Refugee Ministry, a group of religious leaders and activists from the Kanawha Valley. West Virginia Public Broadcasting sat down with two of the organizers of the protest to hear about the trip and why they felt the need to organize it in the first place. For several years, the West Virginia Interfaith Refugee Ministry has helped refugees resettle in West Virginia. They take a position that it is a matter of religious faith to shelter those in need and to provide safety to those escaping violence and war in other countries. With the national news about children being separated from their parents along the Mexican border, the group wondered if any undocumented children are being held in facilities near West Virginia. That's when they learned about allegations of child abuse, mostly by half a dozen migrant children who were held at the Shenandoah Valley Juvenile Center in Stanton, Virginia. A group from several different religious backgrounds organized the protest, including a rabbi from Charleston and Lynn Clark from St. John's Episcopal Church.
When I thought about the young people that are in that facility, I hoped all of the windows were blinds down so we couldn't see in. They presumably couldn't see out, but I hoped that they had some awareness that we were there and remembered and cared for them. So I felt sorrow for young people so far from home who are not in a family or community setting and who are separated from their loved ones. I thought about my own children and how it would have been unbearable to be separated from them the way these migrant children are separated. And it gave me hope to be with my friends and people who would take a day and do this and show such support and resistance. But I also felt a lot of sorrow.
The Shenandoah Valley Juvenile Center is being investigated by Virginia state officials for claims by children who say they were physically and mentally abused at the facility. The Associated Press has reported that half a dozen accounts by children are the source of a federal civil rights lawsuit against the juvenile center. Lynn Clark says these news stories are part of what prompted her group to visit the center to organize a protest.
And some of the allegations talk about some very inappropriate behavior. You don't know if they're true or not, but migrant children, and these are not children who have been convicted of crimes. They're waiting for hearings on asylum or their status here in the country. And it talked about putting them in solitary, restraining them, that the guards don't speak Spanish. And also the average wait, according to one article I read, for a hearing in immigration court in Virginia is 806 days. So that's several years. And this is not a group or a home setting. It's a detention center for juvenile delinquents. So I'm just not sure that that's appropriate for a long-term detention of a minor who might be from 12 to 17 years old. And if the allegations are true, that would be horrific. But of course, that hasn't been decided yet.
We reached out to the Shenandoah Valley Juvenile Center for comment on these allegations. A spokesperson from the facility said they have no statement about the pending lawsuits and would not tell us how many children are being held at the facility. The group who organized the protest at the facility says they weren't only protesting this one site, but were also speaking out against the practice of separating children from their families. 37 people rode the bus from Charleston to Stanton, and a few more carloads from Bridgeport and Fayette County also rode to take part in the protest. Victor Yerecki, the rabbi at B'nai Jacob Synagogue in Charleston, who came to America as an immigrant himself as a young child, was among those who rode the bus to Virginia.
What we saw is really an outpouring and the continuation of an outpouring of concern and love for those who should be cared for by the world, and especially this country. What we are witnessing, I think, in America is really an uprising that says people that are coming to this country, either immigrants, refugees, asylum seekers, families that are leaving desperate situations, they should be embraced by America. The family separation, I think, is something that really touched the hearts of everyone, even ones that say, well, we need to be very careful about who's coming in. That's not America. And I think that's why we had such a great outpouring of people that came. It's a wonderful day. People spent an entire day of their lives driving up to Staunton, Virginia, just to be a part of a very nice, beautiful day to say that families belong together.
And though there is talk in West Virginia, and even within his own synagogue, about the need to protect our borders and to keep immigrants out of our country, Rabbi Yarecki says he thinks the issue of separating children from their parents and abuse of children goes beyond the issue of immigration.
You keep hearing the idea that, you know, build that wall. In many ways, this administration has already built that wall. And that wall is the hardening of the heart walls of America. America is a good country. America is a country that understands that there are people that are struggling. There are people that are leaving violent situations. And they're coming to this country because this is the city on the hill. And they will make this country great. They deserve to be here. And I think when we see children being separated from their families illegally, unjustly, I think that's awakening the hearts and minds of a lot of people. That's why we saw such an outpouring of love in our community. And I think you're going to continue to see that in this country.
That was Rabbi Victor Yarecki, who helped organize an interfaith group from West Virginia to protest a children's imprisonment facility in Staunton, Virginia. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd.